lot of the committees establish those times outside of our typical time, and I do recognize that not all of the committee members who don't serve on the UA are here at this meeting, so I'm inclined to not add that. I believe that, I know at least the committee that Rocco chairs has discussed a meeting time, so yes, I'm inclined to not add that unless anyone else feels stronger otherwise.
I think you're right not to add it, but I just wanted to let you know that I filled out for the Student Codes Committee my availability over the last several weeks, like a scheduling poll 3 different times, and we still have been yet to call a meeting, even though we met at the last meeting of this body. So, yeah, just so you know that not all the committees are meeting yet.
Thank you for informing me. We can try to encourage the committees to convene again outside of that time. But yeah, so that's something that we'll look for. Any other calls, any other late additions at this time? Okay, seeing none, we're going to close the call for late additions to the agenda and move into the next portion of our agenda, which is the approval of the meeting minutes. The October 31st meeting minutes have been uploaded to the box. If you all have not yet had the opportunity to review them, I'd advise you to do so at this time. And then I welcome any motions to approve or amend.
Motion to approve the meeting minutes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And Amelia, I take that was by unanimous consent. So then it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from the October 31st meeting. Now we're going to move into our open forum of our agenda. Thank you all who have submitted your responses to the 2 surveys that the executive board put out. We've reviewed those at this time, and we're going to work to incorporate your feedback into future meetings. But if anyone else has anything they'd like to share, we can try to resend those links out. But the links to these surveys are also, thank you for that. The links to the surveys are also in the letter that the UA exec board published, which is available on the box as well. So if anyone was looking for that, you can go and find it there. Okay, so the next portion on our agenda is how to encourage conversations about challenging moments. I personally am not certain who added that, but if someone would like to take lead on that, go ahead. Beth, thank you.
So I just want to say that I'm not on Zoom, so I can't see anybody who's on Zoom, so I apologize. So I couldn't get in. I think this was from our last meeting. Can I go back, Shelby, and say one thing about the letter that was written?
You may.
So I wasn't here at the last meeting, which is a challenging moment. I apologize for that. But what I was feeling after the last meeting is the stress inherent in the fact that some of us are in the room and some of us aren't. And that so many people make an effort for those who are in the room to get their confidence and change our lives. And that it just felt like communication wasn't feeling positive in the room the way my experience had been last year. And I just want to acknowledge that I am a person who's a second year on the executive committee. So please feel free to reach out, and I know that we as a group are so grateful for everyone being here on Zoom or in person. And even if it seems like that's not happening, it's because of communication issues like signing in. And I'm just going to jump in and say that's my point. It's important to acknowledge people getting here and trying to have conversations together. And So the difficult conversations, really, for me, the challenging moments are looking for ways to, in moments that are challenging for all of us, figure out how to keep productive. In some of the classes that I'm teaching right now, I'm co-teaching a class as a captain in my department. It feels like people in the class, both students and faculty alike, aren't able to acknowledge that we're having challenging moments right now, right? Like across campus, personally. And I appreciate the university is creating forums for people to get together, but it seems like a lot of us can't get to those forums. And so as a body that is about shared governance, and given that we have this very rich room of people across different domains and representations, it just felt like whether or not we are able to meet as committees or whether or not we are able to be on Zoom or communicate, we might be able to come up with productive ways to support our community as well in this room. And there's no agenda beyond that. And I apologize, a lot of times I say stuff and there's no agenda attached. Like there's nothing. That's just it. That's what I wanted to say about it, Toby. But anyone else can add anything?
Patrick, you're recognized.
Thank you, Shelby. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say on this subject, but one thing that I've noticed, sorry, I'm getting distracted by the echoing voice in the room, but the obviously it's been a very challenging time for a lot of people, including myself. But the interesting thing that I've noticed is we've had all of these contentious moments, yet there hasn't been any actual in-person conversation. I'm currently in the middle of a very contentious situation, which is okay, but I haven't had a single person come up and talk to me about it. There hasn't been any in-person conversation yet. I've been getting blasted online. And so I don't know how we support that as University Assembly, not necessarily with my issue, but broadly. I just think that it's not helpful for students and it's not helpful for faculty to not be able to come together and have those conversations in a productive manner. And I don't know if, I think the first step is starting with our assembly here, but I also think we should be thinking strategically about how we build up those programs for students and for faculty and for employees and for administrators. Because this is certainly not the last moment of conflict that this campus will have.
Thank you for that, Patrick. Deborah, you're recognized.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment, but also ask. So a couple of meetings ago, and I apologize that I don't remember who it was, somebody, a student said that they were reaching out to Dartmouth, I think, to ask about like a dialogue space that Dartmouth had done successfully. So I was wondering what has happened with that. And one challenge I've found is I wanted to create a space in the wake of what's been happening both on campus in reaction to events in Israel and Gaza, a space to talk to students. And I'm not sure what resources this body has to mobilize the resources the university has. So sorry to be a little bit oblique about this, but what a university can do is educate. So there's people, not me, but people with knowledge on campus that can be brought to bear on these situations that can help people at least have a greater body of knowledge and understanding with which they can communicate and express thoughts and feelings and opinions. And I've been disappointed that this university, I don't think, has responded with education as its aim or with its as a resource. And maybe there were things going on campus that I'm just not privy to. I teach at the law school and sometimes we can be tend to be kind of locked away in our own little corner. But I felt like it could do more. So, for example, Dartmouth, like in the wake of the attacks by Hamas, I think it was like within a few days, experts on both Jewish studies and Muslim studies and experts on the Middle East from different kind of demographic and religious backgrounds organized a forum by which they could educate students. So I think that was amazing. And Fordham University, I just saw as having its Jewish Studies department is also sponsoring a series of lectures over the course of the year of how we got to this stage. So I feel like there's a little bit of a burden. Like, I know that I'm overcommitted and everyone else is. Like, I didn't quite have the wherewithal given like multiple service and teaching commitments this semester to like all of a sudden mobilize this myself, especially because I'm not an expert on these issues. But, you know, and maybe there are efforts, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that the university has taken that I'm just not aware of. But I guess what I'm asking is, what resources does this body have to draw on the resources that the rest of the university has in moments like this to quickly do what the university does best, which is to educate people to come to opinions with a deeper understanding than they had before. And so that's what I felt was really missing on this campus. You know, maybe it was happening more informally, or maybe I didn't know about it, but it's hard to invent things from scratch quickly. So I wonder if there's a way to just set in motion some kind of structure by which people could, you know, set up the space and turn to the experts next time around, if not this time.
Thank you for that, Deborah. Beth, you're recognized.
Thank you guys for saying that. There is something in terms of the Israeli Palestinian crisis. There's a talk on Thursday that Ross Brand is hosting. I don't know if this answers that. There's Deborah on the screen. But this is a talk at the Statler Auditorium on the 16th. I think there are lots of different efforts to both create spaces of dialogue or rooms, but they're not publicized in the way that everyone sees them, I think sometimes, or we're just also busy, we can't access them. So I can forward this to our listserv, because this is a talk on Thursday. I was gonna say that I was in one of the offered, I think it was the Office of Diversity, one of the offered conversations. There were only about five people there, it was last Thursday. But one of the suggestions, and this is in response to what which I really appreciate you being here, and if there's anything I can do, this room is for all of us to share challenge. I feel like one of the offerings I came in the meeting that I just went to was that it was fantastic to have a day off on Friday, and we had a day off because we were all struggling to assess and process very challenging moment. But maybe one of the things that could happen in a day off day, if that ever happens again, is open forum where we can all talk to each other. So it's not just like a day where we're all saying, I have a 3-day weekend, which is great, by the way, but it could be the opportunity for safe rooms or rooms where we can all talk together. I thought that was a good suggestion.
Thank you, Beth. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add during this time? Hi, Mr. Platt. I'm going to allow the comments for today, but typically if a non-UA member would like to speak during this forum, they're supposed to notify the chair in advance, so I will allow it. So you have the floor at this time, but I may impose a time limit if it proceeds.
Thank you, that's very kind. I was just going to point out that if you read most of the current comments from both the Palestinian and the Jewish perspectives, they tend to say, I want the president or I want the university to say or do X. If the UA were to adopt something like the Calvin Report, which says the university will not take official stands on most political issues, it would shift the conversation to discussions among members of the community, and that would go a long way toward enhancing interaction rather than people talking past each other to try to pressure the president. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your remarks. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share at this time? Okay, so seeing none, we're going to progress to business of the day. So I believe that we notified you all during the last meeting, but President Pollack will be making her one of her two meetings to the University Assembly during our next meeting, which is the 28th. So we will be sending out additional communication, but there just are some requested items that the president would just like to know in terms of like speaking topics that we'd like her to address during her 15 minutes in which she'll be giving her kind of state of the university portion. Any questions you'd like to submit? We were able to receive an extension on some of those materials to today. So I believe that Erica sent out an email just requesting this item to you all last week. So if you haven't followed up with her, please do so shortly. If anyone else on my executive board has anything they'd like to add, please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about, so you want us to submit our questions beforehand, and that was sent to us in the email?
That's correct. And sometimes there is time during like the broader Q&A portion for questions from just the body. However, if you want to ensure that she's able to address your specific concerns, I'd advise you to communicate that with us ahead of time and check the email that Erica sent. Any other questions, comments, or concerns, Patrick?
If no one has anything further, I have a motion to make, but I just want to make sure that no one has anything else on this topic first.
I don't see anything. What's your motion?
I would move to suspend the rules and place the student assembly report above committee meeting time. I have to leave a little early and I want to make sure that I can give an update.
I'm okay with that. I'll allow it. Beth? I can't hear you at this time, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I don't know if anyone else on Zoom can.
There we go.
Is it okay just to take another second to see if anyone has any questions for President Pollack who's coming to our meeting? Anyone has any questions? Is there anything you want to add? Let's take a second to make sure we can see the email.
Can we still email you with those with any questions this evening?
You can, but please do so sooner rather than later. Thank
can we
you
send
all
it directly to you, Shelby? I'm not sure I still have the email.
You can. That's fine. You can send it to me, and I'll bump it to the Office of the Assembly, to President Paul, to the related bodies. That's fine. And does everyone have my email address? I can put it in the chat if you don't.
I had a question. I know when President Pollack visited the student assembly, she answered questions from the pre-submitted, but then there was also opportunity to ask questions directly. Do you know if that direct option will still be offered?
It will be, but I would advise that if you do have questions like that you know of at the moment, to submit them in advance, just because sometimes, you know, her responses might be a little longer than others, and then she might have to leave abruptly. So, but you are able to.
Hey, thank you.
Beth, you're recognized.
We were just taking a second to make sure people can access the email.
Yeah, the email lines can call on the person.
I said that I have a disability.
Beth, what's the consensus in the room right now? Is everyone feeling ready?
Anyone have access to email? Anyone have anything they can give you in this class?
But I also put the name of email. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
On Zoom, Shelby, but it seems like the room is okay right now.
Okay, thank you. Patrick.
Eric, do you mind just muting the...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. If you could speak through your mic on the your computer.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take care of the echo real quick so I can speak more clearly.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the student assembly has been relatively busy. I was not at the Thursday meeting. I was in San Francisco, but I'm excited for this coming meeting. We've got a lot of cool initiatives going on. We're wrapping up our appropriations committee cycle with a fair amount of contention, but that's okay. That's expected, and we're going to work through it. One of the initiatives we started talking about, an idea from the Office of Off-Campus Living, is a Cornell-specific generative AI resource bot that any Cornell student or faculty member could go on and basically say, I'm having a problem with whatever. And then this bot would be filled with all of the resources that Cornell has to offer, and it would offer suggestions in terms of the resources available. I think that one of the things that we've heard from students is that there is, while there are combined resources lists at Cornell, there's just so many resources that sometimes it's hard to like figure out what is usable and what is necessary and what they have access to. And so we're hoping that it's obviously a very large project that's going to take a long time, but we're hoping to get a bunch of people involved with that from the engineering school, as well as other faculty and staff members. We're still very early in the project and still have to figure out how we're going to kind of set it up and get through it. But I think that that could be really useful for people. So yeah, those are the updates from the student assembly. Jamal, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't really have too much to add from that. I don't know if you mentioned there's going to be a referendum being sent out soon related to meeting grades. I had presented that to the university assembly a couple weeks ago, but we will let the students decide what they feel on that soon.
Thank you both. And Patrick, that generative AI initiative sounds really interesting. If there are any like reports or presentations you'd like to incorporate here, please feel free to send them my way and we can try to get that added to the agenda. If not next meeting, then in the spring semester. Okay, so progressing through our agenda, we're gonna move into the rest of the assembly reports. So next we have our report from Graduate and Professional Student Assembly.
Meeting last night where we successfully passed our student activity fee for the next 2 years, which is like the one thing we're required to do every 2 years. That was our big semester. We did increase from, I think it was around $85 per student per year last cycle, and it is going up to $110 per student per year. And that's mostly due to an increase in funding to student clubs and organizations. We now fund almost 350 student clubs and organizations, and we are increasing the amounts that each club gets funded at their different tiers due to inflation and rising costs and things like events, et cetera. So most of that increase is just going to go straight back to students, student clubs.
Thank you for that. So our next report will come from the Employee Assembly, followed by the Faculty Senate.
Okay, I just had it. Just one moment. Oh, here we go. Hi, everyone. So really the main updates for the Employee Assembly are we were able to schedule for the rest of the year many guest speakers, including a visit tomorrow with United Way. And then in December, we'll be meeting with an Human Resources Policy employee who will walk us through or discuss upcoming policy changes and how we can provide input to a time away from work policy. We sent out our first Employee Assembly Voice newsletter that generated a lot of interest from several new potential members. We actually were able to fill two seats, and we'll have a new newsletter going out this week. And so that's really helped kind of spread the word of the EA and generate interest. So those are, and we were able to fill several additional committee seats. It's been really tricky. We've been down like 15 members. So it's been tough. And so it was really great that we were able to fill several seats. So we're looking in a lot better shape this time around. So, and that's all I have to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Faculty Senate.
Hello, everyone. Sorry that I'm in the car. I hope you can hear me well. The Faculty Senate had a visit from President Pollack, and really she was making a plea to the faculty to model how to talk across difference and to what actions we could take to de-escalate tensions on campus. So that was a very helpful visit to the Senate. We had the Director of Transportation talk about a new TCAT Cornell service agreement that will basically hold the TCAT to performance standards in order to get funding or increase their funding. So hopefully that will improve what's been, from what I'm learning, pretty bad service from TCAT. We had the Vice Provost of Academic Innovation speak to the faculty about ethics in the classroom in terms of what we can do to minimize people videotaping each other, faculty and students, and taking material off of Canvas and sharing them outside of the classroom. And the last thing is, like the Student Assembly, we are considering a resolution to remove median grades off of transcripts. That was everything.
Thank you for that, Eve. Okay, so next we are going to progress to the final portion of our agenda, which is our committee reports. So first we have the executive committee. I can just go because Erica isn't here with us at this time, but we met last week. We discussed how the meeting went the week before that. So that was the October was the 31st meeting. And just kind of set the pace for what we want for the year. We discussed President Pollack's visit and just the new initiatives that we've been working on in addition to getting some of the feedback from the survey that we put out. Does anyone else on the executive board have anything they would like to add? Okay, thank you. Next, campus code, then campus welfare, and then site. I know you all met during the last meeting, even if it's just an update on how that brief meeting within our meeting went. I'd appreciate that.
I was part of the brief meeting within we basically discussed it seems like, and I apologize that I'm forgetting his name, but the person who was elected head of the committee had been involved as a student representative to the university administration previously on issues of, I think it sounded like the fraternities and standards of evidence. So he was very familiar with the campus code, but the code had not been shared with the rest of us in advance of the meeting. And so I personally felt like I wasn't able to weigh in substantively to the same degree because I wasn't given any time to prepare. But we talked about a meeting time, and a poll went up very shortly after the meeting asking people for their availability, but we haven't, unless I missed it in my email, yet had follow-up.
Thank you for that, Deborah. Okay, campus welfare. Anything to share?
Hi. So we have set up a regular meeting time monthly, and we plan on continuing that throughout the rest of the academic year. Two topics of conversation that we focused on were the state of the aquatic complexes, the pools, their accessibility, and also age and dilapidation state. And so we're thinking about bringing the aquatics director to one of our meetings to get a kind of update on where things stand, see if there's anything we can do in our position to try to help things move forward and improve that usage for our community, and also food contamination and food insecurity on campus. We're interested in bringing someone from Cornell Dining to talk with us about potential options of expanding the food pantry, and also making stronger regulation for making sure that like allergies and religious needs for food contamination are observed by all of the staff at different locations on campus, because people have experienced a lot of contamination of food. So those are kind of our working points thus far.
Thank you so much for that update, Melia. If you guys haven't already, I'd advise you to try to get in contact with Student Assembly's Dining Committee. I don't know if it's still functional this year, but I know that it existed when I served on the SA last year, and I know that they've done some good work in that area. So if you guys haven't already convened, I can try to get you in contact with the chair. And then site.
Okay, so our first meeting was on, like, during the last meeting for the UA. I just sent out an email today during this meeting saying that we will be having our first meeting our second meeting November 22nd, being that next week Monday is like the holiday week, and many of the members may not be there. But we essentially discussed some initiatives we'd like to see related to campus infrastructure and technology, such as busing, such as accessibility to like composting and things. And we have compiled a list of every organization that is a part of like a sustainability club according to the university. So I have made an email list for them, and I'm planning on sending out a survey to try to get more engagement and to see if there's any things that the community members would like to see related to site.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you all for your hard work in the committees. I'm really glad that we're able to get them up and running after some delays. Okay, so as we have reached the end of our agenda, I'd welcome any motions to adjourn.
I'd like to motion to adjourn the meeting by unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you all for a great meeting. I will see you next time with President Pollack. Take care.
Take care, everyone.